Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're Rhino Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
$20 that this is Louis J. Gomez pussy music.
Oh, hey guys.
Also, Louis only eats pussy in winter hats.
And also, this is great pussy eating. You're right about that. The Incubus is music for simpletons. Because it really is. I used to love Incubus, but I'm a simpleton.
Yeah.
You were a simpleton. You think you're not anymore?
No. He used to love Incubus. He's still a simpleton.
I'm still a simpleton. I used to love Incubus.
They've gotten too complex.
It's just that they're... I don't know a way to describe why I think that, but I feel like dumb people like Incubus. I've never met a person who's like, I'm an Incubus fan. I'm like, this person is really smart.
You know what? But people who
cool.
like Incubus are fun people, though.
You like Incubus. Just say it.
No, here's
Abby,
the thing. Right? I kind of enjoy it, but I knew people. I was going to say, I knew people that listened to it, and that was like, they were fun. Like, they were fun. I don't know.
They were fun. Incubus was a good time.
Dumb people are fun.
You're right about that. I saw them probably 11 or 12 times live. My girlfriend in high school, this was their favorite band.
I feel like
it was her favorite band.
Most of the kids that did hallucinogens in high school liked Incubus.
Before they became a pop mainstream crazy. Maybe I don't know, because Abby, here's my problem. Let me rephrase this. Let's just get the plugs out of the way, and we'll figure out why Incubus fans are idiots in a second. Abby, what do you got to plug really quick?
Books Let's Podcast, and I'm hosting show at Irish Exit on Tuesday. I forgot the time. Look it up.
All right, fuck yeah. All right, Cannon. Sweet.
Irish Goodbye Podcast on Gas Digital, and also this Saturday, the 22nd, I'll be at Fairfield Comedy Club. Get tickets at my website, MikeCannonComedy.com. You can use promo code Cannon.
That place is a good time.
Yeah,
it's fun.
It's
a little weird hotel.
Shockingly.
Weird hotel, great time. Had a fucking blast there. Really, really cool place. Zach Amico.
Twitter and Instagram at Zach is not funny. And check out my other show here on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show.
So
comedians
fun.
Sit down and watch horror movies every Friday night at midnight.
What are you doing next on that show? What's the next movie you're doing?
Jack Frost, I think.
Oh, hell yeah.
Is this Friday. And
the Michael
Keaton movie?
No.
Oh, wait, that's what I was thinking. I was like...
It's a horror movie.
The movie where a sentient snowman rapes Shannon Elizabeth.
Oh,
with
wow.
his nose.
With
his
nose?
He takes his fucking nose off. Puts it in his dick and uses it as a dick. Pull that scene up.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I just slammed my hand down into my smoked honey fucking thing.
And you broke
it.
I'm probably bleeding. And it's Bobby's. He's so upset. I need another.
Are you
Bobby's
actually
face is the best. He's heartbroken.
Eat it. Eat it.
Dude, yeah, you got to eat it. It's pre-activated. You got to risk the glass. Risk it, Lewis. It's either sobriety or that.
What did I do just now? What did I slam my hand at you? I need another napkin.
Dude, are you not going to anchor management classes anymore?
I am going to anchor management. Was I that angry? What did I just slam my hand down for?
I don't know, man.
You said put on the rape. You got excited about a rape scene in a movie.
It's always me getting excited about a rape scene in a movie. I literally jerked off to that scene when I was a kid.
Dude.
Unquestionably.
I didn't even know of this movie until now.
You need to get out.
I don't know how that
Abby.
Got by me.
You live in your fucking ivory tower. With only good movies.
Yeah, come on. Get your knowledge of 1993 straight to VHS. Horror.
Pull that scene up, but real quick, guys, Gomez Comedy is not a website anymore, but Gomez Comedy on Instagram, you can follow me there.
There you go.
Louis J. Gomez.
Did you let it expire?
Yeah, I did. Louis J. Gomez on Twitter. Guys, you know what? We're going to have a new contest, okay? Brand new contest. You get to name my domain. Name my domain.
Oh, that's good.
If you give me the best domain name, It's got to be available. I'll purchase it. But don't fucking go and buy it and then try to fucking gouge me for more money, fuckface. All right? Best domain name, if you come up with it, you win a real-ass podcast merchandise package. Go to Merch Pump. Show them the new t-shirt. Show them the new Ren and Snimpy-inspired real-ass podcast t-shirt. We got the real-ass podcast 3D shirt. We got the fucking old-school logo. We got the Gomite shirt. You get two shirts and a mug if you inspire the new domain name. You got to email it to us. Shannon, where's the email address?
I don't know which one I want them to send it to. Send it to Scam That Jew. I'll go through those.
But over the years, haven't you taught your listeners to be like cutthroat businessmen? So wouldn't one of them just hold your website hostage and then charge you?
You are selling missiles to the enemy.
Look, they
could
be
arming Al Qaeda.
They can maybe be real estate of the week, but they're not going to get the fucking t-shirts.
True.
All right.
They could also buy it with the money you have to pay them.
Yeah, this is a new shirt that's available on merchpump.com.
Oh, that
is
awesome. That. Who drew that?
Rob Yelfo. Yelfo.
Oh, that's great.
Awesome fucking dude. Love this guy. He came up with that concept. Really great. Lots of t-shirts at merchpump.com. Go check them out. All the Gas Digital Network t-shirts are available there. But two t-shirts and a mug if you inspire the new domain name. What? ScamThatJew@gmail.com is a website. And we'll do some scams today as well. You can send all your scams in to ScamThatJew@gmail.com.
Make sure you follow me. I can't wait until we're doing plugs in a year. And he's like, you can see my dates at 2t-shirtsandamug.com.
No, I got to pick the winner. It's got to be the best one for whatever reasons, you know. Then I got a couple of road gigs. February 2nd, I'll be at Laugh It Up in Poughkeepsie. In March, I'm
new going, hour since the recording.
Yeah, definitely new hour, brand new hour. I have new 2 minutes.
There you go.
I already started writing, baby.
Atta boy.
Back to work, baby boy. Yeah, and then I'm going to be in New Jersey.
You guys ever hear of Incubus?
Dumb people like Incubus. Thank you. Good night. Yeah, I'm going to be at Uncle Vinny's in March. Then I'm going out to London. I'm going out to Toronto with Michael Bisping. We're doing some live Believe You Me podcasts as well as some other stuff as well. So, yeah, it's going to be a fucking crazy time, guys. Jump aboard the Lewis Express, as they say.
Jesus Christ.
What?
It's like a whole vignette.
What?
Your intro.
What? Yeah, I have a lot of stuff going on.
No, I know. It's great.
Sorry, Abby. I'm just not hosting your show Wednesday night that I don't know any information about. You fucking asshole.
It was Tuesday.
You're going to mock me like I'm an asshole for
no, it's good.
About what I have to care. I'm talentless.
It's good. No, it's great.
What? What happened, Harrington? What is the problem? Why are you doing...
Oh, there
why'd you
some
do
real
like
issues.
Like your favorite team just scored a touchdown in the fucking booth.
Oh, the light.
Give us some more light. All right. We're good. Look, we have a great show planned today, but Incubus fans, they're kind of dumb, okay? And also, do we have a video we're supposed to watch? There's a lot of stuff that just happened.
Yeah, Shannon Elizabeth being raped by a snowman.
Oh, yes. With the rape scene, the snowman rape scene.
Are you pulling it up?
Oh, hell yeah, we are.
Nice.
Oh, she's great, dude. She just didn't care.
She's got a real...
Kind of flat ass,
though.
Right?
Yeah.
Flat ass on Shannon Elizabeth. Never realized that. Now, do you
it's
think
like
she
long.
Actually got
it's
naked
like
there? She pulled her panties down and the whole fucking crew is looking at her asshole?
No, they have something called a modesty patch. Yeah. That basically thing you glue over your genitals.
That's just so easy to bite off.
Oh, what a terrible name.
Oh, they'll show full foot, though.
Yeah, she was hot, though. She was like the go-to hot chick for like 90s get naked movies.
I like it. Are feet guys just like guys who hate censorship? They're like, oh, you want to cover everything up? Well, then I'll fucking jack off to your feet. You know?
Yeah,
they're just like over there where like all you can see is women. Well, I guess you don't even see their feet though.
I bet it has something to do with like if your mom walked around barefoot when you were a baby.
Oh, or do you? Is that you just have a hunch?
Oh, I don't like feet at all.
I don't either.
Oh, you don't?
When I was in kindergarten, I gave my teacher foot massages.
Oh, that chick.
The water just got cold, and her acting is fucking awful.
See, I'd be way more pissed about the putting me in a cold bath and the raping part. You know what I mean? It's like, that's really uncomfortable.
Wait, how do you know
this?
Oh, my God.
He doesn't give a fuck.
So, yeah, that's a... full rape scene.
It's a
you know, there should be more rape scenes by, like, creatures like this instead of men. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I gotta tell you, maybe this would scare the rape out of some guys.
Maybe, I don't know. I feel like it was more graphic in the actual movie because you saw him take his nose.
No, you don't.
You don't see him take his nose and put it to his
face. Dude, you just imagined that on your own. You went off on your own little thing.
I filled in the blanks. That's what he called it.
When you think about movies from your childhood, you add details.
That was a deal. I remember him taking his fucking nose from his
thing. At the end, the nose is in the tub. And he goes, looks like Christmas came early.
It's better than I remember.
It's pretty great.
punched it down in your memory.
Really did. Ah, shit.
You really loosed it up.
I really did.
Too much setup.
Ah, shit. That was great, yeah. I saw Incubus a bunch of times live.
Did
when
you?
I was a kid.
I never did, but I don't know. I didn't go to a ton of concerts until a little later.
Yeah, they became a pop band. That was the problem.
Yeah.
They started off as a metal band, and then they moved into, like, straight up, like, Brandon Boyd, the lead singer.
His pink tattoo, right?
He became a hot guy. Go Brandon Boyd before and after. I guarantee there's an image of him when he's, like, a dirty fucking metalhead.
He's, like, dirty with dreads, right?
Yeah, long dreads. Used to carry a fucking drum on his hip because that's how he used to make money in a parking lot for heroin or something. And then...
Then he looked like one of the Sarnoff brothers after he cleaned up.
Just so pretty. Like a pretty boy. He had abs. He used to come up in those. And here's the problem, Abby. You were the type of person that liked them post-pop Incubus. The dumb people aren't that. Like me, I was dumb. But at least I was there before.
When would that have been? Like what year?
When that song came out. When Stellar came out. What was the name of the album that broke? Because it was Science was the metal album. Pull up the song. I'm trying to think of the names of songs on the. Give me the track list from Science.
And Pardon Me is the second album.
Pardon Me is the second album. That's the pop fucking Pardon Me While I Burst. And that was when we were all teenagers in high school. We were sort of fucking, and those were the songs we were fucking to.
Yep.
Mm. Yeah. And that's what. See. Okay. So, just go to New Skin. Play New Skin. This is what Incubus used to sound like. It was fucking awesome. Here we go.
Wait, this is the before or
this
after?
This is before.
Okay, okay.
Give me a little volume on it. Let's feel it. Why not?
Oh, yeah. This is different.
Oh, yeah. Hell, it was fucking metal, dude. It was awesome. This is still kind of pussy shit compared to real metal.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I like
that.
That's awesome. And then they turn into that fag shit we just listened to a minute ago. I'm Stellar. And then fucking Sunshine.
So what do you listen to now? Like, what's the kind of music you listen to?
The sound is a fucking baby's crying.
What?
To a fucking African drum. That's what I do.
I don't know. Do you guys listen to a lot of music? I feel like I realize sometimes I'm like my mood is fucked up. I'm like, I just haven't listened to music lately. Is that weird? Do you guys like have a thing
like
that with music?
Adults that listen to music too much, they're also kind of simple. Create. Go out and do something with your life.
Hey, I'm sorry that I said the thing about your intro, okay?
you're listening to the fucking...
Suicide Squad soundtrack while you're on the toilet for 45 minutes. Well, Zach waits outside for us to leave.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, man. If you're like way into music and you're an adult, you have not realized your dreams. Something can you escape? If you're escaping reality through the fucking lyrics and musings and fucking rhythm of another
sorry,
bunch
maybe
of dudes.
I should be punching holes in the wall instead to get
maybe.
What if people just relate to that more? I don't know. I forget music exists like every 6 months. And I'll listen to podcasts
for 6 months.
Yeah, I
feel like I forget. I'm like, oh shit, and then I'm like, oh yeah, fucking
I'm not
like walking
on
around.
Music. If you can,
like walking around, if you got like a 30-minute walk, you're like, I don't know.
It's throw on. When I'm on the subway, I throw on some music, right?
But if
at 36, I'm going like, dude, oh my god, like Shannon. So this is pathetic. Shannon's 36 years old, right? Now, what's the guy's name that you're really into, Shannon?
Amos Lee.
What kind of music is it?
Amos Lee. She's ready. By the way, she's clicked. There's a fucking track where she just presses it and it goes.
Soft now, mulatto rock.
Yeah, it really is. It's fucking. It's the black guy you invite home to your family.
Okay.
Music.
Does he have the same last name as you?
Wait, I don't even know what that means.
Oh, This is horseshit, man. I'll say it right to his face. Bring him on as a guest, Shannon. Try to book him, and I'll tell him to his face that he stinks.
I have been trying. We've been trying to get him on SDR for years. It's impossible.
He stinks.
Oh, he must have heard the show.
He stinks. You're going to try to get him on the blowjob machine episode?
Is he, like, religious?
It's going to be him versus the machine. It's him just sucking Harrington's cock in a bathroom because he sucks so bad. I hope he dies in a fucking plane crash tomorrow.
How dare you?
And he'll be sitting in coach because he stinks.
Terrible, Lewis.
Here's my point that Shannon lives for this guy's music, right? This is a pathetic thing. If this guy comes into town, she sees him every time he's in town.
What venue does he play?
I know. The fact that I know, I know an adult's favorite band. Another adult I know. I know her favorite band. It's fucking wacky. I know Harrington's favorite fucking band because he has shit to do and he's not going, I fucking love whoever.
You don't even give suggestions. You don't have to like go on about it. Like,
it all stinks. If you're fucking sitting there clapping at some fucking musician, you stink.
Shouldn't the same be said about anybody that thinks that way about comedy?
We're leaders. I'm a fucking leader. You know,
I'm not a big fan of anybody in particular, like, go to their stuff every once in a while. But, like, it's almost like going to a game. You know what I mean?
You know what? To be honest, I've said this before. I'm being consistent here. If you're that much of a fan of anybody, you kind of stink. But music, it's too easy.
You ever go to, like, an outdoor concert?
We accept music. We accept people fucking, like dudes, grown men, looking up at other grown men. And then they're connecting emotionally with them.
No,
that's some gay shit.
If you're watching, get out of here.
The only way that they can connect.
Doggy,
is
if
human.
You're at a Radiohead concert connecting with men playing guitars, you want to suck dicks. I don't know what else to tell you, dude.
Suck soul dicks, maybe.
I remember
they're
all
just
my
trying
friends,
to touch spiritually,
they're just really
dude.
Good friends.
All my friends came back from a Radiohead concert. James Meekum, John Hickey, Dave Grigan, all the guys that were in my band, Salty Blackflower, in high school. They all went to go see Radiohead, and they all came back, and they bragged to me about how they were so moved by the concert that they were all crying and in tears, and they all looked over each other and realized they were all crying at the same time, and I quit music at that moment. That's when I said, cool, I can't be a part of this fucking shit.
So that's
I jerked off Jay with a fleshlight, okay? That is less gay than that, whatever that story was.
Oh, my God.
It's crazy.
You're bringing me over to your side.
It's crazy. You cry watching other men strum? The fuck out of here.
You are being fooled, Mike. Oh, my God.
You have a woman...
Dude, convince you
which are the gayest people.
I know gay guys, they'll be like, yeah, you know, guys in the frat that are like, you know, the most homophobic, they're the ones who, like, you know, ask me to come back.
Maybe.
So.
Maybe.
I'm just saying.
Dog, it's not being homophobic. This has nothing to do with gay or
straight.
Oh,
no, not homophobic, but.
This has to do
just
with.
Just like the broiest guys. He didn't say homophobic, just like bro-y guys and in frats or whatever. He said he slept with so many frat guys.
I'm sure,
which makes sense. I feel like an openly gay frat would be like less gay
I'm also not like a frat guy. I hate
frat
exactly. guys. I'm anti-frat guy, okay?
Oh, yeah?
I would do gay shit for the funniness of it. I have no problem with gayness.
Yeah.
This is not about gay or straight. This has to do with men feeling the rhythm of other men. And
okay, that's the gayest fucking thing I've ever heard.
So much so.
Feeling the rhythm of other men.
That is.
It moves them where they cry.
I want to be the captain of your charter now. I am 100% on your team.
What am I supposed to say?
Dude, I feel like there's just going to be a coming out day, and it's just going to be like all men are going to be like, yo, I'm
Maybe.
Sorry, but we're all gay.
But it's not.
We all just
want to
fuck each other.
Things for sure.
It's true.
If women were better at music,
I can feel this
woman.
Damn, woman's
you're
rhythm,
just
gonna no
throw
rhythm.
Women under the bus with music completely.
It's just.
I weird. Mean, it's if there's a hill, I'm gonna die on. How many good girl bands are there?
You know, I don't know.
We went through it one time. There are none.
Yeah.
There are none.
Lady
what? They're
Gaga?
Just good singers. Is that what you're saying?
There's some good female
good performers.
Yeah.
But there's no good all female bands.
She moves me. What does that mean?
What?
Am I gay?
Who moves you?
Lady Gaga.
She's a little monster. That's gayer than gay.
Yeah, that's life. True. That's true.
It's less gay to be moved by the music of a woman.
Yeah, it turns me on. Like, that's the unfortunate thing, and I don't know why it's attached, but the fact that she's so talented turns me on.
Yeah, that's gay.
Yeah,
men being attracted to a woman's talent is
right,
pretty
cool.
Fucking.
That's so
more gay than the reason I'm attracted to her, which is because she looks like Marilyn Manson.
Yeah. Zach likes her because she might have a dick.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's not a problem with it.
I am gayer than that.
All right, real quick, I just want to tell everyone, if you love the show, you should know that we have over 330 episodes available on demand at gasdigitalnetwork.com. We have the latest 15 episodes on iTunes and YouTube, but everything we've ever done in HD, ad-free as well, you can get if you use the promo code RAP at gasdigitalnetwork.com. You get a 14-day free trial. See if you enjoy the premium service. Not only do you get access to the archives of this show, but every other show on the network. Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me, the Irish Goodbye Podcast with Mike Motherfucking Cannon. Blah, blah, blah. Colossal Faggot. Mike, if you named the podcast Colossal Faggot, it'd be more searchable.
I tried to, that's but they truth. Wouldn't they wouldn't change it this late in the game.
So once again, that's gasdigitalnetwork.com. Pre-release on all the episodes, ad-free, uncensored. It's a fucking amazing service. You save $1.50 a month as well if you decide to use that promo code RAP. All right, let's get back into it. There was I'm trying to plan a vacation right now. I'm going to Jamaica. We looked at the prices of villas, and I asked I won't say boyfriend, but I asked the guy that you're seeing if you'd be interested in going, and he said maybe. But my problem is I don't know that I can go with you guys. Me and Kim talked about it. Your bodies are so righteous, both of you.
What?
Yeah, both of you. You and him. You have these amazing bodies. And I can't, like, me and Kim are going to be just fucking, like, just eating hot dogs on the beach.
You're in off season.
We'll be eating hot dogs, too.
We can't, but you have great abs.
Yeah, I hate
her name's
people.
Not even Abby. That's what we just call her. Her name's Christina.
I hate those people that eat hot dogs and then just process it into lean muscle.
It's just such a weird theme throughout my life that people comment on my abs. I feel like, I don't know. It's so funny. But you guys are a different brand. You guys are like tan. You know what I mean? You
guys flabby.
You guys are like, I don't know. I'm really, I find,
we
I
can be
know.
A big pig too.
Fucking Timon and Pumbaa on the beach.
We're like Pumbaa and Pumbaa.
We're just different brands.
Yeah. Oh, I've
but
done
don't
that
get me wrong,
before.
We're all very, very
you know
hot.
The scene in Lion King where it's the three? It's Simba, Timon, Pumbaa going across the vine. Hakuna Matata. That literally is just the Legion of Skanks going down.
Pull it up. Man.
Dude, everything the light touches is yours, dude.
My abs are weak. I have weak abs.
No, I've seen some of those photos.
But they give
Here's
the illusion
thing.
Of strength.
I know, but they're fake. I have fake abs,
dude. I would
abs,
rather
dude.
Fake abs.
People have always commented on my abs. I have the weakest fucking abdominal shit going on.
Like, Doggy, all I know is I look at pictures of their Instagrams with their shirts off, and I'm like, I'm not standing next to them. It's fucking...
Yeah.
Because I can, here's the thing, me and Kim photograph well. Like, we can make ourselves, we do, like, we'll go to the nude beach. Like, we get a little crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, you know, we are fucking, we are angling. If you go from any other angle sometimes, it's just a fuck, it falls apart. Yeah. You know, like those optical illusions where it's like, it looks like, it's like,
dude, I wish I knew but then my you go angles. To the angle. I don't fucking know how to do that. I'm like, some people are so photogenic and know how to take pictures. I'm like, I don't fucking
know. No, I know. You just have abs from every angle. So you don't need to worry about it. We have issues. So
if you stare at Lewis's stomach long enough, you see a sailboat.
Yeah, oh, you shit. Guys are spicier though, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what? What we're going to talk about? We're trying to do this villa vacation in Jamaica, which is they give you slaves. It's fucking incredible. Yeah.
What?
That's yeah. awesome.
They're, wait, are
a
they
cook,
white?
A driver? Ooh. They give you like.
Are they white slaves?
No, they're black. Obviously. Obviously, they're Jamaican. What?
Oh, yeah, fair
yeah,
enough.
You're in Jamaica. What do you think? They're giving you white slaves?
I mean, that'd be cool if they did.
Yeah. No, but they fucking, they drive
you
around.
White slaves serving you Crystal Pepsi? Like, none of this is right.
It's a crazy place, right, Mon? Let's take a second and just talk about Infinite CBD, which is one of my favorite companies to work with. I love utilizing their products. If you guys don't know what CBD is, it is the non-psychoactive chemical in hemp. So it doesn't get you high. It's not marijuana. It's not THC. It's not illegal. It doesn't show up on drug tests. It's not... A lot of people have a misconception about CBD and they hear it as a part of weed culture and they get a little bit turned off. That's not what this is. I smoke weed and I'm telling you right now, it's not going to get you high, okay? This has actually been
people
considered...
People think it's like a synthetic weed or like yeah. one of those things you hear about.
Yeah, no. Do a little bit of research. Do a little bit of Google searching and you will see that CBD could be something that could really help you out. It's been known to help out things like chronic pain, insomnia, anxiety. People use it for a wide variety of things.
And lube.
It gives... Yeah, if you want to just lube up with some CBD, you can do that as well.
That definitely has some health benefits.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. And they have it in a variety of different ways that you can consume it. They have gummies, which you could chew. You could smoke it by using, the distillate. They also have topical creams. I use the freezing point all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
When I was in my fight, I lived off a fucking freezing point. Mm. So, but like I said, do a little bit of a Google research. See if you have any sort of pain, any sort of psychological affliction, mental affliction, physical affliction, and see if CBD can help you out, because it's been called a miracle drug by a lot of experts. This is not just me. This is people in the medical community as well. Ladies and gentlemen, go to infinitecbd.com. That is infinitecbd.com. And here's the deal. If you use the promo code RAP15, normally we give you 15% off. Normally it's 15% off. But when you use that promo code RAP15 for the month of December, for the holidays, we're now giving you 30% off. 30% off, doubling up the discount. It's one third off of the money you're going to spend on this stuff. You have family members that are using it already, or friends that are using it already.
You got grandparents.
Yeah.
That hurt.
It's a perfect holiday gift for some
it really
old
is.
Rickety bones.
I'm telling you right now, if you have your parents, your grandparents, or any sort of physical pain, this might be something that they really, really could use. Once again, it's infinitecbd.com. Use the promo code RAP15. Save 30%. Happy holidays. All right, where were we? I ended up Christmas. It's officially 1 week from Christmas Eve, This is the first year that I'm doing Christmas like an adult since I moved out from my son's mother's place, like since we separated, because for the past few years, it's always been me either with a roommate situation or in some fucking studio apartment or whatever it is. And I've never really like had like a nice fucking setup. But now me and Kim live together. Apartment's looking nice.
Ooh.
Got a tree yesterday. It was fucking horrible, freezing cold, windy rain. I've been putting it off. I was like, all right, Sunday's the last day. It's the only day we can do it. Mm-hmm. So yesterday, me and my son, we walk all over Harlem. All the places that are selling trees are fucking closed down because of the rain. So I'm like, fuck, we're not getting a tree today.
Damn.
Then I fucking Googled. I was like, can you get a tree delivered?
Bitch, of course you can. You can get anything delivered now.
Doggy, you can get a tree delivered.
You can get
from those stands.
Now.
You can get it delivered from the stand. We didn't find it.
How ironic, after 20 years of you calling people to deliver trees, you actually needed a tree this time.
Zach attack! Pew, pew. So I ordered from, I gotta give this place a shout out because they were great, dude. NYCtrees.com. This is not an ad read or anything. They were just great. They delivered day of. It was, I told the woman what happened. I was like, hey, we're trying to get a tree.
I'm a bad father.
I'm a bad dad.
We're planning skills.
It wasn't snow. It was tears.
So I called them up and they were like, yeah, you know what? Like, just put the order in for tomorrow because you can't get it same day on the website, like that late in the day. She's like, put it in tomorrow. I won't even charge you the same day fee. We'll make it work for today. And they came. They brought a fucking 6-foot tree. Beautiful tree. Really nice. Wow. I was worried that it wasn't going to be nice. You want to pick out your own tree.
Yeah.
Really nice tree. Two fucking really nice delivery guys.
Sometimes you feel like you're adopting a tree. You know what I mean? It's like falling apart. You're like, all right, come in here, buddy. You know?
You got to pick like a nice. And I also like typically a tall tree, a little bit thinner, not like too
fat. How high are your ceilings?
I don't know. 8-10 feet.
It's good that you got 6 foot.
Yeah,
just
6 foot.
Fit it into a New York City apartment.
Oh yeah, there's plenty of room for the tree above it. That came $140 for the tree to be delivered. Then I give him a $40 tip. $180, not bad. A tree would have been $100 easy. And you got to walk it. You got to walk down the street with sap on your fucking hand.
I've never bought a tree.
You never bought a tree?
No.
Yeah. How long have you been in New York?
2 years.
How long have you been like on your own? Did you move out late?
No, I moved out immediately.
And that's it. You just said, fuck it. You never needed a tree.
Yeah.
Why not?
Oh, I don't know. Because
I'm a Jew.
I always go here. You know what's so fucking funny is people thought we were Jewish growing up because we always went out of town for like a week or whatever.
Rosenquist
for Christmas.
Sounds borderline Jewy.
I know. People have thought I'm Jewish my whole fucking life. So maybe that's why I haven't like had people have, because people like talk about anti-Semitism. But I grew up in San Antonio. There's not very many Jews down there. So I really didn't hear that much bad about Jews, besides my mom would call my dad a Jew because he was cheap.
Yeah.
But they were divorced. But anyway.
That's one of the reasons. She was an anti-Semite. He got full custody of the kids. It was pretty easy, actually.
No, but people thought we were Jewish because we went out of town for a week, so we didn't put up lights. And people were like, can you put up a menorah or something?
Yeah.
And we're like,
can you
no,
be
we're
festive
just...
at all?
No, we're
indicate
just like...
yourself.
Yeah. That's another
my dad,
whole
like,
thing.
Didn't have time to do it.
They do is, see, I was... I would always go the Clark Griswold route, and I would go on the roof, and I would, if I had a house in the suburbs, sure. Right? I would feel like you would have to, a part of the pride is actually decorating your home yourself. But now in these rich neighborhoods, they just call up a fucking service.
Yeah, dude.
You buy the lights and they come in and they make your house look fucking fire. Jeez. But it's.
And then you keep the lights so that it's cheaper. Than
yeah. Next year, right. you just got to come and have them reinstall it. And they come in and after you go to lunch with your fucking chicks and your kid. And then boom, you tell them fucking elves came to the house and set it all up. It's so much. But I also feel like
deepening the deception. So it's, well, no, it's tougher when you tell them.
Here's what's fucked up.
The elves like us way more than our neighbor kids.
Your kids just call Mexicans elves. You go to Home Depot for some elves.
Yeah. So, yeah, but this is what happened yesterday. They sent the email and they were like, "Our elves, Gabe and Lucas, are going to come." And I read that to James because we were supposed to go see Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse yesterday. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. It was a shitty day. And I was like, all right, well, they're going to come. I was like, Kim will take a picture of the elves dropping off the tree. And I was like, Kim, find a fucking picture of some elves with a tree in New York City somewhere. Or just fucking figure it out, okay? Find that picture. I'll show you the text. I texted her. Like, you better find a fucking picture of some elves. But then we ended up not going to see the movie. He was like, I don't want to go. He's feeling kind of under the weather. So we canceled the movie. And then they just came and I was like, oh, they lied. I can't believe they didn't send elves. And James is like just disappointed staring at this fucking black and Puerto Rican guy because they're not elves. They said they were sending elves. I don't know what happened here. That's weird. Anyway, guys.
So I was just thinking about how funny, like, Kim is like a stepmom.
Yeah, technically, kind of, yeah.
Kind of. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's cool, though.
It is, yeah.
That's like a really cool, I don't know, that seems fun.
It's a different type of responsibility that it is as a girlfriend, because.
Totally.
Does she get to hit him?
Just sexually.
Only if he asks for it in a week.
Yeah, they hook up. When they hook up, she gets a little frisky, you know. No. Obviously, I mean, it's a very, it is a very strange.
We don't have to talk about it.
No. I don't care. I think it's a good topic. I mean, it is a very strange thing, and it's also for her, who she's a lot younger than me. She's 28.
Totally.
Not the same thing.
Yeah.
When I was 28 to be a stepdad, it's just a different type of thing, and It's a balance. It's a balance for everybody, because for me too, like, sometimes I have to remember that she's fucking 10 years younger than me, and that, you know, we handle things differently. We're always going to handle things differently. So,
because I know, like, because my dad and my mom got divorced when I was like 5, and I know my dad dated a little bit, but I only met a couple of people before he got remarried. Yeah. I only met a couple of them, but it's fucking, dating was really tricky. He didn't like bring them.
How did you feel about the women that he had around? Did you feel like you didn't like them because they were going to replace your mom, or?
Nah.
Was there any thought of that, or were you young enough when they sort of had the problems, maybe separate? Because James is 5, we're separated.
He
but...
didn't really bring them around, so I only met a handful of them, and they were like nice enough. But it was like I just didn't really think about it. I guess
just
it
almost in passing.
I think I was just kind of like indifferent towards it. But his current, like, my stepmom, I love her. She's great. We get along really well.
Yeah.
And like my stepbrother and stepsister, they're like really cool too. So
do your stepmom and mom get along?
They just don't interact really, because like we're older now, so they don't have to.
They never really had to.
Yeah.
How old is your stepbrother and stepsister?
They are around like late middle school, early high school age.
Oh, now.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's not even like you can like fuck your stepbrother. That would be always my fantasy. It's like that's a hot fantasy. That's one of my favorite porn categories.
Yeah, I don't mind that either.
Stepbrother, fucking stepsister.
Yeah.
Like,
she really wants to borrow the car.
Yeah. Or no, he catches her masturbating or something.
I'll tell.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell on you unless you know you suck my dick. And she's like, fine. Right. It's fucking great. Great category. Mm-hmm. One of my go-tos at this point. So you didn't even get any of that.
What? No, I know. Nope. Thankfully. I'm so glad I don't have like any like real incestuous like fantasy issues.
That's not incestuous. That's just like there's something taboo about it. This isn't a person you grew up with. This is a person that fucking, you know, your parents.
What if you did grow up with them and then later?
Then it's a little incestuous. That's a little incestuous.
Yeah, I know a situation like that.
Whoa, no way.
One of my buddies. It was always a thing. They just, I think they, their
parents. How old were they when they got together?
So I think their parents got together when they were like 10 or 11.
That's old enough that the really formative years.
Oh, so not blood.
No, not blood at all. No.
Okay.
That's not that
I
bad.
I mean, it's
I'll tell
still
you why.
Weird, but it's like
it's weird.
Shit happens. I mean, I don't know.
But well, when you're 10 or 11, both... you already like boys and girls. Like, you're already into them. You're already starting to go through the preliminary stages of puberty. I was masturbating at that age, like, year before I was already masturbating. So the idea of being into this girl who now maybe, if she's pretty and now she's in the house, like, this is just
who
a fucking
stranger.
Who cares
if she's pretty? She's in the house.
But it's like, I completely
get it. Kids do shit all the time.
Yeah. But later on in life, how old were they when they hooked up?
Probably in maybe 20s. Like, I think they probably had, like, made out at some point
in
college.
Oh, it wasn't, like, experimental as a young age.
No.
It was like, we just really want to be together.
But they basically both said they had always wanted to fuck. So it was a.
But they grew up in the same house.
I am trying to figure out, okay, this is different than what I thought it was, and I'm very confused now.
It's a little freaky.
Yeah.
Well, it's a little freaky. It's not anything where I'm like, oh my God, what a fucking animal, but it's a little freaky.
Sure.
I can wrap my head around it, though, because if I had a hot stepsister that moved in when I was 11, I was so sexual when I was 11
years
old. And
here's the thing is, you've been together that long, you just know you get along for a long period of time.
Yep. Yeah. And I think about they're
jealous.
The amount of times
you got
to, like, just see her naked. When you're a kid, you get to just burn that into your mind. It was fucking.
Well, that's also a thing that happens to, like, brothers and sisters that get separated, meet later in life, and they mistake the connection for sexual.
That makes sense.
And that's like a real case study of people that
How
get separated
times
when
that
they're
happen?
A lot more than
that's
you think.
That's so hot.
Like, if they grew up in the same town and didn't know they were related, they could date and just find out
later.
Oh
my God, you're so vain if that happens to you. You're just like, there's something about you. It's almost like you're pretty much me.
Kim and me have a lot of so many eerie similar things
It'd
about
be
us.
So funny to find out you're related.
There's, I mean, who knows what how that fucking.
I've had.
I'm
that
telling you, we're both half white, half Puerto Rican.
Half Italian, half Puerto Rican?
Half Italian Irish, yeah. We're similar on the white side as well.
Oh my God, you're obnoxious in both colors.
It's a fucking violent, angry cultures. That's really what made me up. That's just, I understand it because it is kind of hot. When I was 11 years old, if I would have had a pretty girl move into my home, that's all I would have thought about.
Right.
Yeah. Oh my! I remember. I it was one of my biggest regrets. I mean, even to this day, I can't say with an honest face that I don't regret this moment. When I was like 10, my sister's friend Sorellis Hernandez offered to fuck me. Yeah. She was like 12, and to this day, I think back. I was like, I should have taken that fucking shot. We found
to this day. I wish I fucked a 12-year-old.
She was an older woman. She looked like a woman to me. When I was a kid,
of course.
The way that I think about her, like, even now, I can't imagine her as being a child. Like, I'm imagining her as being older than me. Like, just you can't mentally.
Sure.
I don't know what happened to this girl. She definitely got pregnant and fucking, you know, was raping kids somewhere. I don't know what she's doing. But we found a Penthouse magazine in the woods, and it was like a hardcore, like, you know, spread pussy, like. And she's watching it, and she's like, literally, she said at one point, she's like, I'm so horny. She goes, wouldn't it be cool if we fucked? And I just ignored it.
I
acted like I didn't hear it. I was just like,
Oh, you pussy.
I was such a bitch.
How old were you?
You would have definitely had a fucking
dumpster
baby.
Oh, damn, okay. Here's the thing.
There.
I would have too. I was so fucking horny, but I was like, I wouldn't have done it either. I'd have been like,
I was stuck in the moment. Like, as soon as it was over, I was like, what did I do?
Right.
What is wrong? Where is she?
Yeah.
It was like, because also where I grew up, like, my friends were trying to lose our virginity. We were like, that was sort of the age where we all started talking about it. Like, we'd all lie and pretend we had already lost our virginity.
Really?
I think,
so funny about that.
It's
you,
so
how
weird.
How much do you guys do that?
Oh, I remember when I watched this first porn when I was like 11, maybe 10 or 11. And I went to the bathroom in the middle of it, and I came out, and I knew so little about sex. I was like, mostly jizz. Like, announced to the room that I just pissed mostly jizz. Like, you know, guys, how we do? And they're like, that's not how that works.
You're like, is that a new band name you're, like, working on? Or, like, what are you telling me right now?
It's
the title of a podcast. The first girl I ever went down on, as she took her fucking big goth girl jeans down, went, sorry, I had a lot of onions today. And her pussy stank like onions.
No way!
But
do you
then
like onions,
I didn't hook up with another girl for, like, 6 months. So I was trying to work the onion thing into other conversations, like with my friends, be like, yeah, dude, you know, like girls' vaginas stink like onions. Yeah. It was like the bag of sand thing for a 40-year-old virgin.
Oh, yeah. I bet your pussy didn't even smell like an onion.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny when you're trying to get information so slyly, and it's just so obvious.
Right there. We were fucking idiots. And my friend Mike lost his virginity when he was like 11 or 12. Yikes. To this chick, Chachi, who was a couple years older than us. She was like 14. She was 14 or 15. He was like 12. And then he lied about his age and said he was like 13 or 14. And then she found out he was 12, and she like freaked out. Like, you're still fucking like a 13-year-old. Didn't matter. Back then, I remember I fucked a girl when I was 16 because I drove to her. And she had lied to me and told me she was a year older than me. Or she said we were the same age, but her birthday was like in February. So she was supposed to be at that point 17.
Right.
Then I found out she was actually 15. But it's like, it was such a weird thing when you're teenagers to lie about a year.
Yeah.
She was like, I was like, why would you lie? She was like, oh, because you're making fun of freshmen. You were saying how stupid freshmen are.
You fucking 80s boys.
That's so funny.
Fucking freshmen nerds.
Freshmen with their incubus.
By the way, before I even said that, I realized that as it was coming out of my mouth, how much of a goon I sound like. Yeah.
Wait, how old were you?
Can you have that 16. Thought for every other sentence you said?
That's not bad.
Because I met her like a year before at the mall. Like, what we would do is we would see girls at the mall when we were in high school. And the move, and we
the
grew
new
up,
mall, right?
This is the new mall,
and it was like not even fully with stores, so you could go to certain hidden areas of the mall and finger chicks.
Yeah, well, I didn't even do that much. We would just see girls in the mall, and then we would just try to walk past them over and over again until eventually one of us struck up a conversation. We didn't even know what we were going to do. We just walked past. We'd see them, and we'd walk past again, and then eventually we'd make our way over to having a conversation with them somehow. We're just not ballsy at all. I didn't become ballsy with chicks until I was like later on, like 19 or 20. That's when it just became like I started to understand the game a little bit more.
Yeah.
Like you would like holler at chicks at the mall or something?
Now I go and holler at little girls at the mall all the time. Just gotta go to the stores they like.
Yeah. You know?
Baby Gap.
The pregnant ones?
Yeah. Eventually. I connected with, and I always talk about it, but it was a sales thing. I eventually, when I started selling comedy club tickets on the street, like I would, you know, it was belly to belly sales. I'd go up to strangers, be like, hey, what's up? You want to go to a comedy club? And I'd try to pitch them, right? Now, if it was a cute chick, almost any time a cute chick would come by, I would try to stop the cute chick. And like, almost like in a side sale that's happening at the same time, I'm trying to sell them comedy club tickets, but I would way rather fuck this chick. So, really, the comic tickets was sort of an aside sale, right? In the sales process.
That's almost like an internal prostitution decision. You're foregoing money to fuck this chick, therefore it costs money to fuck
this
chick.
I'm a hooker. I'm a victim.
Aww.
See?
Wow.
I'm a victim.
I'm sorry.
But it really was like the way you, if you're good at sales, you engage a person first before you actually try to sort of sell them. You're asking them questions. You're finding out about them. Uh-huh. You're trying to find out information so you can better match your product for their lifestyle, right? That's also the same way you fucking fuck a chick, right?
Sure.
It's like you're sitting at a bar and you're like, oh, where are you from? Tell me about you. And then you're like, literally, you're matching this little thing. It's cool. I can relate there. Boom, boom, boom. You keep on asking questions, right? If the conversation ever gets stale, it's the same exact process. So if you get our hot chicks walk up to you in the street, I'm doing that process. These hot bitches don't even know. They don't even, if you're good, they don't know what they're even being sold at the moment. They're like, oh, what's happening right now?
Yeah, so, your shadow game's manipulating.
Yes, I really am. And I learned very quickly that it's all a game of numbers, and that if it was one out of four hot chicks that were coming by, I could probably convince, you know, one out of four of them to go sneak off with me and make out with me at a park or whatever and get their number and hook up later on. That was very much, I learned that from just doing it over and over again, and you can disconnect from.
That's a smart play to like make out, see if they're, well, I guess on her part.
Well, that's what we were a kid. I was 19, so I was always like, it would always be like another
teenage. If a guy's
a bad
kisser, then you're like, I'm not even going to go fuck him later.
Well,
you know
it was almost like an aside. Like, they would always be like tourists who are like there with their parents and they snuck off for a little while. Or they'd always be like,
oh, I'm so jealous. I went to Sweden when I was 16 and I didn't hook up. And I was like,
oh, yeah.
So pissed.
That's what we would just hook up with chicks all the time.
You've been deceived too.
What do you mean?
Nothing makes me look like the girl that pretended to be British.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't want to retell the story, but yeah, I had a girl just fake a British accent the entire night.
That is so
And then after I fucked
so
her,
weird.
She admitted it to me and I was like, what? And then it all, like,
somebody has a British accent, this poor guy or a girl.
Isn't that rape? That's sex under false pretense.
It is. Well, this girl had a British accent, and if you give anybody a British accent...
She might have married me for the green card.
Well, she charmed him with an accent that
wasn't
truly
hers. And also, an accent adds 2 points to 3 points to anybody. Yes. So
2 or 3 points?
Yeah.
It's generous
as
fuck.
Yeah.
Sure. That is so generous.
That's right.
2 points.
You know what? That's true. I think about it now.
And then... Yeah, and then so immediately, as soon as she went back to fucking being just a fucking six from Jersey, like as soon as, hi, I'm not from Great Britain. I was like,
You're like, okay, bitch, but go back to it then.
Yeah, yeah, at least sustain the accent.
Sorry, you weren't that person, but you are now if you want to be around me. Right. Just change your personality.
Yeah, but it was almost a thing where like, no, I took her virginity that night. And then Yeah, and then she, one of the reasons I almost agree, I would have probably done it anyway, but. She was going home to England that week. That was the idea. It was like it was like a romantic fucking like when she was just going to New Jersey that night. It was like
send her off with HPV.
Yeah, it's awful.
She has to put it on her customs card when she gets back. Did you bring anything back with you? Just a little bit of HPV.
So we got to talk about Pete Davidson Suicide Watch. What's going on? Is Pete actually suicidal?
No, I actually haven't really looked into it very much, but it's just kind of like whatever. I'm sure he has people that are going to take care of him or whatever. He'll be fine. And then he'll be fine for a while and then he'll have another episode and then people will be there. And that's just going to be a cycle probably.
I think people are screaming at him on the street, though.
That's so crazy. Why?
Like, yeah, just because.
They're mad at him?
No, I don't know what it is. People are just like relentlessly bringing it up and running into
what are they bringing up?
Like the Ariana thing. Like either fans of hers or like haters of that. Like, you fucked out of your league. Now you can't kill yourself.
I don't know. They're still net positive.
I totally
you're still fucking
agree.
Ariana Grande. You're still a multi-millionaire. Still,
that's why he wants to kill himself.
Still extremely successful, millions of dollars.
Like MDMA, right?
That pussy's got to be nuts.
You probably come a diamond.
Oh, and everybody just gets suicidal right after it's over.
Well, that's what I think's going on.
Did you
here.
Say MDMA pussy? Uh-huh. That is, I've never heard that. So
I think this is what's going on. I think that Mac Miller, he essentially killed himself with drugs.
Yeah,
and I think Pete sees that and saw the literally was with Ariana during that, and now he's like, it's just a young kid thing to do. Maybe I'm wrong, but it's a manipulative kid shit, in my opinion.
Wait, what happened?
Mac Miller overdosed and died, and then they were together, and she mourned him so much. I'm sure that Pete looks at that situation as like that's why they didn't work out, and it probably was why they didn't work out,
right?
And then he's almost like he now has to like top that.
Do you think it's that conscious?
But I think it's like I think he's like he's publicly been a little bit wacky before about shit like this. But I think that it is a cry for attention. I think it's really about her. I think it's about letting her see that. Maybe I'm wrong.
I think whatever it is, it's certainly a cry for help.
I don't even know if it's necessarily a cry for help. I've been in fucked up positions before.
But even
went to social media and went out for an outpouring like that, it seems to be more or less.
But even if he requires that attention from social media, that's still a cry for help. Like, that's not normal behavior to seek that validation or even that hate. Because post, people are still going to be like, kill yourself, fag.
I had to delete 5 or 6 tweets I was going to personally write. Different variations of that sentence. Are you out of your mind? I like Pete too, but I mean, come on. What do you want me to say? I got a dead dad. I've lost some chicks. I don't have any of the success, any of the fucking millions of dollars.
Disagree. He does not have his own podcast studio.
Yeah, that is true.
He just has like
they
a
built
news
him his
hanging.
Own in 30 Rock.
He's just going through the tweet replies with like tallying on how many people say to kill himself and how many people say not to. It's just purely dependent on
Well,
that.
He could actually just do a Twitter poll.
Yeah, he should do a Twitter poll. Should
to
I
do
kill
it,
myself?
And then if it would have been 51%, he'll be like, okay, I can live.
Yeah, but there's a little bit more. A Twitter poll, somebody just has to click a yes or no button. But if somebody responds to the tweet, they thought about it. So like they have an actual opinion on it. I feel like that's a more fair value.
That's true. I don't know. I know that what's his name? The fucking redheaded actor had to apologize for tweeting out that what's the redheaded actor? The fucking older guy is like 50.
Oh, Michael Rapaport.
Yeah, I guess he tweeted that Pete was being a pussy.
And then he was like, whoa, didn't see his note.
Yeah, didn't see his public suicide note. I mean, I get the sentiment, though. Like, look, you know, it's not...
I'm on Michael's side, though. Without... That's, like, just because that's funny. That's funny.
I think it's very funny as well. But... I'm just... It's hard for me. I don't want... As a dude, like, I like Pete, and I know him somewhat as a dude, and I would never want somebody that I know. I would never want anyone to harm themselves, you know? So... That's on one level.
His giant cock.
but at the same time, I have to sort of be consistent in the way that I look at the world, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, you know, get some help.
Because also or sometimes somebody saying that is what brings people out of their shit too.
Right.
Like not everybody wants to be coddled. Sometimes that just like enables them more into being something else. Sometimes people need people to come out and be like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Well, like, also, what are you doing? Like, yeah, it's like, do you understand what the fuck you have?
Where?
Like, are you, do you know how lucky you are? It's very difficult for me to listen to somebody.
It's when people don't
and I know,
say
look,
anything.
It's a psychological disorder, you know, for sure. But I've personally dealt with issues, mental health issues myself and with my family.
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult for me to look at somebody like that and feel bad when I see people that, I mean, dude, that have real fucking mental health issues, maybe just like he does, but they don't have all of those advantages,
right?
Like a ton of money, friends, support, fame,
good health insurance,
great health. I mean, things that can, I mean, he has so many advantages.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't, when he's coming out and going on Twitter and then going, oh, woe is me, I tried, I'm going like, dude, shut up. Take a fucking couple hundred thousand dollars, check yourself into a clinic, and the people that are around him should be saying this to him.
Step out the business for a
get
little
the fuck off Twitter, because the whole online bullying thing, I'm sorry, doggy, I deal with it daily. I have guys who fucking send me shit every single day, fucked up messages, and eventually you go, all right, it just doesn't matter. Eventually you realize that these are just words being clicked into a keyboard. This is what's happening. Just who gives a fuck? This is all this is. That's as far as it affects you, it's literally this. Whether they're real words or not, this is all the fuck that interaction is in the world, is a person putting their fingertips to a keyboard, and you could let those series of words affect you or you don't let them affect you. And if somebody lets them affect them and they don't just get off Twitter, I go, dude, stop being a fucking bitch. Just get off Twitter or deal with it. Deal with the fame and the millions and millions of dollars and fans and people that fucking love you and adore you. Not even for who you are, just because for what you create.
Yeah.
You have people. It's the advantage and the privilege. You know, it's a privilege. Me and Mullen debate sort of like the luck versus the hard work and all that shit. It's a kind of a combination of everything, but it definitely is a privilege to be able to speak into microphones and do what you do for a living. Whatever it is, forget speaking into microphones, to do what you do want to do every single morning when you wake up. It is a privilege, whether you earned it or not, okay? And you should be really happy about that fucking fact. And I think that he can be doing a lot more with that fucking power and with that. I mean, he's a fucking star.
Well, and also with mental illness, where does the empathy end? Because like, so Pete's mentally ill, and then the people that are also screaming "kill yourself" and running up to him on the street, most of those people are also mentally ill.
How often are people running up to Pete Davidson?
I guess enough. I mean, well, now, dude, paparazzi literally swarms around him wherever he goes. They chase him down the street.
So quit
it's like,
being a celebrity.
I agree.
You have to decide.
But
what's more important?
No, listen to what I'm saying, though, in terms of the empathy, like, shouldn't we also, if we're having empathy for all mental illness and we're trying to approach it in that manner, then wouldn't you have empathy for the people
also,
telling him to kill
you know,
himself?
Some things don't have medications to fix things. It's like some things aren't just as easy. Like, and also the reason there are so many different medications for different things is because not every single one works for people. So people, there's different ones being created. And that doesn't mean that all of them are created yet. So it's like, I don't agree, but I don't, what has he done that's bad? He just
put out a long post on social media
it was
saying
definitely like
that he wanted to come.
Alluding to suicide for sure. Yeah.
But it's also not the first time he's done that. He's done that a few times where he's said,
okay, well then hopefully he has just a network of people. I'm sure. I mean,
he needs to get off Twitter. He has fucking
who cares?
Anthony Cumia
who cares
fever.
If he does, but who cares if he posts that every once in a while? Who cares if every once in a while he just fucking posts that? And then he deletes it, and it's like,
if I'm his friend, I'm telling him to get off Twitter and not post shit like that, because it's just inviting. If that's
why do people have to hide themselves?
It's not hiding yourself. You are putting out, in my opinion, the absolute worst part of yourself. And if you're saying you want to kill yourself because of the hate you're receiving online, hold on. If you're saying you want to kill yourself because of the hate you're receiving online, well, you're inviting just a storm of hate. And what you're doing is it's sort of a form of trolling. I watch people do this all the time, and it's sort of manipulative, because what you're doing is you're going like, I'm a victim.
Who
look
is
at
it
this.
Harming?
Hold on. But listen, he's going, I'm a victim. And then he puts it out there, and then more people jump on and goes, look, I'm a victim. So, yeah, I agree with that. I watch this happen a lot on social media where a chick...
like girls will tweet like, Legion of Skanks fans like to call me a fat cunt.
Right.
No, like, yeah, 20 guys are going to call you a fat cunt right now, stupid.
Yeah.
But what's her name? Amy Miller. She's like, yeah, your fan base is garbage. And then everyone's calling her a fat cunt.
Because they said a mean thing.
Well, no. By the way, one dude said a mean thing at one point, right? So now my fan base is garbage. And then when she posts that publicly,
every time I do this goddamn show,
yeah, and you should be,
and I should be, it's and accurate. I don't give a fuck. Yeah. I like it. It's fitting.
But it's like, and then it's this reverse trolling thing, and we kind of see it happen. So I feel like this is what I'm saying. If I was Pete's friend and I was in his ear, this is what I would say. I would say, delete your social media, dude. Go and create. You're a talented dude. You have a lot going on. You have a shit ton of privilege. Yeah, dude. Mental health aside, it's a shitty card.
Also, get yourself right.
It's a fucking real hand. Look, dude. I just don't feel bad for anybody. I just don't feel bad for people. No matter what hand they're dealt in life, I just don't really typically feel bad. I feel bad for people who maybe do everything in their power to play their hand and it never works out for them, and they fuck it. Then I go, dude, that sucked, dude. He really fucking tried. But
can't you access that darkness, though, that kind of paralyzing, like, you know, suicidal depression? Because I can do that. So that's why, like, I don't see who it's harming
that he's posting that.
I mean, himself. I guess his friends and family.
Yeah, but it's like, whatever. I don't know. I appreciate transparency sometimes. You know what I mean? I'm not disagreeing. If it was my friend, I'd be like, yo, maybe, like, if this is causing this, chill on it. But ultimately, it's like, you know,
how big of a mushmouth dipshit is Ariana Grande, though? Because she is such a fucking phony. She pulled up to 30 Rock that day, tweeted, I'm here, Pete, whatever you need.
No.
While she's at the bottom of the fucking building, causing an entire scene.
No.
Basically fucking putting gasoline on the depression fire as it is.
I'm here.
Remember?
She did that?
The girl you can't fuck? Yeah. What a fucking idiot she is.
I love her.
I did too.
She's so perfect. I would fuck her in front of Pete while he had a knife to his wrist. If he was like, the only opportunity I could fuck her is if he had a knife to his wrist. She's like, all right, you got to pop in right now and fuck me right now. Ready? 1, 2, 3, go. I'm sorry, Pete. Oh my God, he's bleeding everywhere. This is ridiculous.
Down, not across. Down, not across.
The blood is helping me last longer.
No, never mind.
12:15 p.m. TMZ has learned that Ariana Grande is at 30 Rock building to see if Pete is possible. She tweeted, "I'm downstairs and I'm not going anywhere. If you need anyone or anything, I know you have everyone you need, and that's not me, but I'm here too."
I just don't like when people are like sweet but clearly attention seeking. It's like, I don't know. It's like, I like Ariana for the most, I guess. I just don't really have an opinion about her, but she just annoys me every once in a while.
They're not normal people.
She's been coddled since she was like 11.
And so, but here's the thing. So has Pete, but Pete, her to 100 times the degree.
Yeah.
So Pete,
she literally gets carried to her car.
Pete's never not had money, and Pete's never not really been, he was a teenager, and then things happen pretty quick, right? So he's been famous for a pretty long time, a pretty measurable portion of his life already.
Yeah,
he's
there was a short blip in his childhood, but
Yeah, but I'm saying
he didn't have money like when he was
a kid. No, I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about after his dad died, 9/11, he got a shit ton of money. And you know, I remember, I mean, Pete owned his own home before he was on SNL.
Right.
Like he was like doing things like and that's not like there's no amount of money in the world would take to have your fucking father, you know, be taken from you. We could joke all we want. The reality is that fucking is awful. I'm sure that he would give back the money and give back everything to be his father, right? But the reality is, I don't think that he has known since he was kind of young. And I'm sure that experience, he was coddled to a certain degree as well. You lose your dad at that young of an age. I wasn't coddled because my mom was a piece of shit. I should have been, though. Mm-hmm. When I was 4 years old, I should have been in therapy. I should have been looked at as a special kid who needed some sort of special, you know, attention. I should have been.
No, you're right.
Because it was fucked up. It's very traumatic when you're 4 years old to lose a parent at this really formative time. Your father. And my mom got back on drugs after that. So I should have been coddled.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure Pete was to a certain degree. It was like, it's very sensitive. It's like, you know, this kid, you know, whatever it was, good or bad, he didn't really experience life the same way most kids experience life growing up. And then in his, you know, instead of going to college, he becomes a millionaire celebrity on SNL. And now he's in this situation where he dated the hottest girl on the planet. He hasn't experienced life the same way. He's still living mentally probably like a 15-year-old kid. You know what I'm saying? So this is who would go out and tweet something like that as a kid. That's who does things like that. Mm-hmm. This chick, Ariana, she's living in her mind like a 14-year-old little girl still. She has this world of like puppies and pink pillows and like It's
children, adults that are at the forefront.
Yes,
that are representing all of us.
And then people are looking at it like the fact that it's not looked at as bizarre that they were engaged after weeks of knowing each other.
I mean, everybody thinks it was
sort
bizarre.
Of, but not really. The press, the public wasn't going like this will never work. The public was going like everything publicly.
Well, because they're not allowed to if they want access to them in the future.
They would say things like, oh my God.
They
and you're right.
Positive
yeah, they don't want, if they say, this will never work, Ariana's like, never doing E! News ever again.
Yeah.
But it's almost like we're all pretending, right? So you're saying like transparency, but it's all this big pretend, like the fairy tale romance of Pete and Ariana. You're like, what? They're 14-year-old kids that are dating and falling in love. And they have, I would have married my girlfriend when I was 14.
Ooh,
after 3 months.
Like
you would have said, you have millions of dollars, you have anything you want. Yeah, I'm going to marry her in a fucking chocolate castle. Let's go. Let's fucking go right now. Are you kidding me? We can go to Hogwarts and get married? Let's go.
Oh, man. True they that, did do little that. Kid shit together,
they
too.
Did
they
some
went
crazy
to the,
little
Harry
kid
Potter
shit.
Play. Oh, my God. That's so creepy.
We would all do that shit
so
if we
funny.
Had the... And to get divorced, it's not the same thing. You get divorced, you move out, they bought a house together. Like,
it's so funny you say that because the first thing I did when I made money playing poker is I bought, like, 3 BMX bikes and Xbox.
Yes.
I didn't have video game system when I was a kid, and I just wanted to be back in BMX. I was, like, 19, 20 years old and making all this fucking money and just buying everything I wish I had when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Damn.
And that's it.
Instant regression.
that's sort of like the, you know, and it's, I'm not hating. I think most people would react that way. I think it's not a personality trait that's unique to them.
Well,
I think,
even now, all I want are sneakers. Yeah. Like sneakers and weed. That's all I spend money on.
But I remember like, you know, like they got divorced and, you know, Pete had to move out and like, it just...
Out of a $20 million apartment.
But think about it. It wasn't the same thing.
That you probably never felt was yours in the first place.
Well, it doesn't even... Like, for him, did he move out? Did it affect him in any way? Or did Pete call movers and call his agent, call his personal assistant and say, hey, take care of this. I'm going to go and buy some sneakers. I'm going to go to Miami for the weekend. I just want to be in a new home when I come back. That's the extent of it for the most part. I mean, is he picking up boxes? Is he moving things? No. Like, me and my girlfriend got into a fight the other day. And I realize I'm finally in a position where I can afford my own rent completely. Like, I don't need her.
Right.
I remember even when we first moved in together, financially, I was like, oh, well, if she moved out, it would kind of be a pain in the ass to pay this rent.
Yeah.
I mean, she hasn't been living here for that much. But now that I've sort of kind of looked at things financially, I was like, oh, I can just afford this place completely by myself. So I don't need her. And for her,
you can be demoted from stepmom immediately.
Just edit this section out and send this to Kim, please. I don't need, she needs me.
Yeah.
But I don't fucking need her.
She doesn't need you.
She would need me to help her move out.
She could easily shack up with another
podcast. Oh, yeah, never mind. This depends really should be
fucking. She needs not.
Shit, she's with Rob Sprance at Riotcast.
Oh, imagine that sad group of men that come to move all their shit out of your apartment.
Yeah.
Is UPS here? No.
It's nice to almost feel like I don't like need to have a roommate or I don't need somebody to have that sort of responsibility. And I never even like thought about it. We just got into this fight the other day and she threatened to leave. And I was like, at first I was like, oh, that'd be a real problem. And I was like, wait, no, it wouldn't. I can afford this place by myself. Leave, bitch. I don't give a fuck. Are you out of your mind? Leave. Leave all day. Means nothing.
You'd be emotionally hurt, but not financially crippled.
Maybe. You trying to fight tonight?
I'm trying to fight hard. No, I'm kidding. She knows I fucking love her with all my heart. But if she fucking ever crosses me again. She ever crosses me again. We will have fucking problems. So, yeah, well, good luck. Good luck to Pete. Hopefully he deletes his Instagram. I'm looking at it. Now, you're right. From a fan's perspective,
hopefully he just gets help.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Hopefully he just tries to get help.
Or I hope it ends in a dramatic way. At the
very least. Totally.
One way or another, I hope we see a little bit of drama at the end of this story.
No. You know,
whatever that
is. One of those long tracking shots of Tina Fey planning an episode of 30 Rock, and then she walks in, and it's just the feet hanging from the ceiling. Bum, 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 ba la, bum, 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 ba la, bum.
No, it's like, do you remember The Princess Bride? Did you watch that?
Yeah.
You remember how he, like, cleans him up and, like, makes him healthier before he tortures him? That's what you have to go do, you know? You got to go get better again, so then it's, like, better when he falls again. You know what I mean? He's going to have another meltdown. That's it's just going to be a cycle, probably.
Well, this is Big Jay calling me. Let me see.
Pete's dead.
Stop. Stop broadcasting. Jay, you're on the Real Ass Podcast right now, live, so say nothing crazy.
What am I on?
The Real Ass Podcast.
Oh, don't say anything crazy? That's what I'm supposed to keep it real ass.
All right, we'll keep it real ass. What do you want to talk about?
Well, it was going to be a real ass discussion about what we're going to talk about tonight on Skank.
Oh.
That doesn't seem like a good podcast fodder.
We're going to talk about what we're going to do on our other podcast, on my current podcast. I think we just broke the podcast matrix.
Did we just open a wormhole, man?
We're discussing Pete Davidson's Suicide Watch. For it or against it? Go.
Wait, am I for the watch or am I for or against the suicide?
No one's against the watch, obviously.
Uh-huh.
The biggest story of 2018 so far. Are you for or against a suicide? We're really, we have a line drawn in the sand right now.
I think Pete's going to be okay.
I agree.
Uh-huh.
I think so.
I think he's going to be just fine.
I will be out of this show in about 20 minutes, though, so we could chat then if you'd like. Yes, Dad.
I'll talk to you soon. Bye, everyone on the Real Ass Podcast.
Bye, Jay.
Big Jay Oakerson, guys. See, we're friends.
You discuss podcast strategy.
You know, why
like
not,
friends.
Guys? All right, let's moving on real quick. Shannon, you said we have some scams that came in, right?
Yes, I have a few decent ones.
Good, guys. If you want to join the conversation, scamthatjew@gmail.com is the website. You too can win a free Scam That Jew t-shirt, Harrington.
God damn it, Harrington. In the meanwhile, I'll play the intro.
I'm a very desperate man, and I live with my mother.
Scam That Jew.
There we go. Scam That Jew t-shirt. The only way to get it is by...
Oh, my
submit
God.
It. It's a nose, yeah. The only way to get it is to submit. There's only like six people in the world have this shirt. This is a fucking limited motherfucking shirt. Can I get one printed today? In fact, can you print me one over at our sweatshop? The only way to get a Scam That Jew t-shirt is to submit a winning scam. We are the Jews. There's nothing anti-Semitic about this. Disclaimer, we love the state of Israel. We are very pro-Israel here on this show. So the winning scam, we have to all agree, there's not a winner every week. Sometimes people just send in a bunch of duds. We're not just giving it out. But I will tell you right now, next week, next Monday on Christmas Eve, we're doing Scam That Jew Holiday Edition. Okay, so I want to hear some holiday scams. Holiday fucking
Ooh.
Scams, okay? Something that you can't get arrested for. Nothing's going to be that crazy. But let me know how you're getting past, you know, this holiday season by scamming some fucking Christians.
Christians?
Yeah, we're Jews. Typically, we don't scam our own.
Oh, right.
So, Shannon,
yes.
What do we got here?
Okay, first one is from Jeff Rod. What's up, doggies? I got a scam for
Jeff
you.
Ross?
No, Rod. I don't want to say his whole.
Do a special with a more talented comedian than you?
Oh, please, Lewis.
Scam That Jew?
Please.
I kid, obviously.
Yeah, of course, he's a brilliant man. Yeah. So glad he came up with Naked Roast Battle.
Oh shit. Mm-hmm. Oh shit. Fire under the table.
Okay. What's up, doggies? I get a scam for you this week. If
we're coming after you, Jeff Ross. You want to steal Naked Roast Battle?
You could probably have it. We are about done.
Yeah, we're it's really not that good anymore. It was only good for a couple years. I can't blame somebody for stealing Naked Roast Battle. We stole half of it.
Yeah.
We stole both parts from two different people.
Yeah, 100%.
We're like, wait a minute, we're taking both those things back. Good.
Okay. If you order from Amazon Pantry, get whatever you want. Yes, Zach, whatever you want. And just make sure you order a few sodas. And once you get your package and have all your stuff, call Amazon. Say a soda exploded all over your groceries and they'll give you your order for free. It's worked for me and a few other friends. Smoke a few blunts, order munchies, and fuck over Jeff Bezos. The trifecta, blah, blah.
Fuck yeah, dog. I like that. That's not bad.
I used to do that for Fresh Direct every once in a while, too.
What the fuck, dude? There's a soda all over everything.
Yep.
But do a big order. Do your fucking, like, big Christmas dinner order. This could be a Christmas game. This could be one. Do, like, your entire fucking, you know, or order everybody groceries for Christmas presents. This is a smart fucking move, too. You get all of your Christmas presents.
But if you only order three sodas with an entirely, you know, like, eight bags of laundry, then you can only claim one bag.
No.
Okay.
Eight bags of laundry?
You mean
did I say laundry? Groceries.
Oh, okay.
Huh, could you get your whole order for free?
Does it come in bags or is it a big box? Is it like boxes. Amazon Prime, like Prime Pantry?
It's a big box.
But it's different boxes.
I think you can get your biggest box for free.
All right.
That's a good scam right there. I don't mind that scam. That's a solid fucking scammer risky.
Okay, next one's from William. When going to a concert or event, when you're going to a concert or event, go in a little early and pull up the StubHub app. Tickets will be available for sale up to a half hour or so before it starts. Look for better seats than you have and sit in them. All you have to do is double check the app once in a while to make sure no one buys them. If someone does show up, it's as easy as saying, "Oh, sorry, I must have had the wrong row," and reopening the app for new seats.
It's okay.
That's pretty good.
But what about how? That's what like, if an usher checks your tickets?
Yeah, I mean that's
it's also like you can only get away with it like once or twice. I feel like you can only do it once before you go back to your seats, original seats, maybe twice. Because if you do it, then you're the person who's fucking.
It's
why are
weird.
They walking?
People fucking.
Are they? Is
it,
did they come here to do
again?
A workout? They're like going up and down the bleachers.
So
like what the fuck
the
are
extra
they doing?
$20. It's the amount of work that's involved right. with that.
Yeah.
Somebody else has a good one.
And
that
you're
actually
not enjoying
won.
The show. You're looking over your shoulder the whole time. Yeah. You're checking your fucking phone.
It's annoying. Somebody else gave us a good one, which is if there's ever general admission, just all you have to do, if you're going with a group of friends, like a concert, and then there's general admission and there's seating, mm-hmm. buy one general admission ticket and then make copies of that, because once you're inside, you can just scan into that general admission area. You don't actually have to spend all the money on general admission tickets.
My buddies used to change tickets to VIP, especially for like Roseland Ballroom. We got into the VIP section of a Mac Miller concert. Just to bring it full
That's
circle.
Why he killed himself.
it was just based on his own PDF, switching it up, scanned, totally fine.
Really?
It was great, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. Yeah, that's not a good ticket scam. I don't like that one, Shannon.
Okay. Yeah, this one's a little long. This is from Braden. It's a discount wine scam. You like wine, doggy? Shit's not cheap. Nearly every tasting room around the country honors a wine industry discount. Every winery approaches this differently, offering you free wine tastings and discounts on their wine anywhere from 15 to 30% off. Really, all you have to do is mention to your server that you work at another winery and ask what their industry policy is. You may get asked to show some sort of proof, like a wine industry card or something like that, but you can usually get away with telling them you forgot it or you're new and haven't gotten it yet. I work in the industry and still have gotten the same benefits without proof in multiple states. Servers are usually pretty chill, so it's easy enough to weasel your way in or explain your way out. Take your girl out and get some excellent wine at a discount. Also, loved your show in Seattle, Lewis. Thanks for making the trip. Hope that joint I gave you helped with your flight. Blop, blop.
Fuck yeah, doggy. Thank you very much for the joint. I did get a lot of joints in that tour, so I don't remember specifically which one that was, but I remember Seattle. You guys were fucking animals. I love the town of Seattle, so thank you very much.
That was a terrible scam, though.
That's
I'm sorry.
Not a good scam.
God, though. That was so bad.
I didn't.
It listen. Sounds like it
work
just
in the
like
wine industry for 20 years.
No.
It sounds like it's a promotion for like a Groupon fucking wine thing. It's like all you have to do is come in and buy this, and then you. It's like, what do you.
Well, you can say you work in the industry and you don't have your ID card and they give you discounts for whatever, blah, blah, blah.
You get discounts. You're
it's
still
like,
paying.
It's
you're paying.
It's the equivalent of me going in and
it's
saying
like
that I'm in the military.
Anyway.
Saying I'm in the military when I go to buy a movie ticket. Like they're probably not going to ask. You say you forgot your ID.
They always ask. Because my dad's military. We went. They always ask.
They always ask
for
military ID. And
always.
If he said, oh, I forgot my military ID, they would grill him on it? No.
Not if he was in uniform, but yeah.
Just get a uniform.
He was in uniform a lot, though.
Do you got to be any uniform, though?
A fucking military uniform.
Got me again.
Can't
these
be a nurse's
great,
outfit or some shit.
These aren't great scams. The first one was, I mean, I'm on the fence about the first one.
What was the first one again?
The first one.
Amazon Pantry.
Yeah.
Amazon.
That was good.
I'll go
I like
with
that.
That
one.
If that one hasn't come up before, then I think it should go to that one.
That's a good
I'm just
scam.
Surprised that hasn't come up before because, like, it's kind of an obvious one.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I never would have thought to do that.
Yeah, no. Amazon's pretty good about, and I'm just a good person who's never taken advantage of the system, but I've had them be like good about stuff where I'm like, oh, I could definitely take advantage
well,
of this.
I did
they didn't
one
ask
time,
for proof or stuff.
That's you how find much money
it, here's what
making.
Happens. This is where you discover these scams is when you are being an honest human being and you fall into the scam, right? So this is where I discovered Amazon. Like I ordered a robe and they didn't send me the belt with the robe. So then I called up Amazon. I was like, they didn't send it. And they were like, all right, keep the robe. We're going to send you another robe with a belt. So I had two robes.
One belt.
Or they said, we'll just refund you the money, or depending on what you want to do. Mm-hmm. Then I was like, oh, cool. You could just say a part is missing from something. They're not going to ask you to send it back. It's too much to go
mm-hmm.
through that process
right.
to ask mm-hmm. to send it back. And they have losses figured into their business model. So But yeah, I was being completely honest. Like last night, we ordered through, what do they call it?
Grubhub.
No, yeah, Seamless. They're Seamless, and it took them 2 hours. It had 50 minutes on the app. It took them two hours to get there. And it showed up cold. So eventually, we called up the Chinese restaurant, and they were like, oh, no, you got to call Seamless. And we called Seamless, and they're like, no, the Chinese restaurant has to agree to give the money back.
Right.
But it's like, we ended up getting the money back because the Chinese people are so rude that they just can't not be dicks. So Seamless calls the restaurant to try to like mediate, and the Chinese is like, no, we don't give refund. They keep on hanging up on Seamless. So eventually Seamless calls us back. They're like, yeah, we're just going to give you a refund. They're fucking awful fucking people.
So, wait, what? Why did their why was a refund necessary? What
because
happened?
It showed up after 2 hours and it was cold.
Oh, well, whose fault? It was the restaurant's fault, or it was like the delivery people's fault?
I don't know whose fault it was. It wasn't my
fault.
But
it's the delivery people still work for the restaurant. They don't work for Seamless.
Oh, it's a delivery guy at
at the restaurant.
Well,
Seamless is the way that
like,
they get
it's
the
not
order.
Like it's a separate driver that comes from Seamless to go pick it up. It is. It comes through Seamless. They take a small commission off of whatever that, and they do the marketing. So the idea is you're listed on Seamless. They have a great website that a lot of people use, and they market.
So it's only for restaurants that have their own delivery service.
Yeah, Seamless. If you wanted to have something delivered to you,
Postmates, right?
Postmates.
Uber Eats. Postmates.
I don't trust that either. There's something about I don't trust people touching my food that aren't involved with the process. There's just something about like,
yeah, I just see an Uber driver like scratching his balls,
fucking putting his booger in my drink. Why wouldn't you? I don't know why you wouldn't put your boogers in people's drinks if you're a fucking Uber Eats driver.
Human decency.
Not enough time, too stressed. It'd be fun a couple times, and then you're like, oh, I'm still.
But I'm saying a couple times. There's a couple times.
Yeah, you just have to hope you're not one of the couple times they do it. You know.
I'm just saying how
every once in a while spice up the relationship with the job again. They'll, you know.
I mean, I never really did that when I worked in fast food. I remember there was a girl that I hated. This chick Julia, I forget her last name. She fucking hated her though, and she came through the drive-thru one time at KFC. And I just like handed her food, and I had a smirk on my face, like I did something to it. Mm-hmm. And I just like I didn't, but I just knew she was throwing it away. It just was great. Like,
a good feeling.
The smirk like just it got even more devious because I was like, I didn't even do anything, and I know you can't eat it.
Oh, that is the move. Damn, that is a move. Because you know she investigated it. She didn't find anything, and she was still like, oh, I still don't know what
we
might have done.
Like it was like I hated this chick. It was like, fuck
what
you.
What happened?
Fat
what did
like,
she do?
I don't even know.
She probably broke your heart.
No, she
did
didn't.
She
was just
feelings?
A girl that I didn't like. I don't even know why. She was just a fucking
what insecurity
cunt.
Did she press on?
No, it was nothing. I think my girlfriend at the time didn't like her. They were neighbors, like my girlfriend in high school. They were neighbors, and she didn't like her. So then I'm just petty. Like, I'm like, if an enemy of my friend is my enemy. I have that in me. It's like, it's just, if you fuck with one of my boys, it's like, or my girl or whoever, right? I'm not gonna really be your friend typically. I just don't know what it is. It's just something that I have in me. So I think it was that.
Real
I think
ass
and
loyalty.
I just didn't fucking, I didn't like this chick. And then she ended up not liking me. She was just sort of she was just a cunty chick.
I
wasn't a cool kid in high school. I was an easy kid to make fun of. People
really?
Typically wouldn't.
Were you bullied?
Not really in high school because I'd be willing to punch somebody.
Right.
But
right,
I was like,
right.
I was a weird kid. I was like, I was like goth, but I was still a big Puerto
you
Rican
were goth?
Kid. Yeah.
In a KFC uniform.
In a
that's
a
bad combination.
Yeah. That is wild.
It is so funny, just the different versions of yourself that you've been. It's weird.
It was gay. Yeah. But it was like, the type of thing where like, she was a fucking little bitch. And like, she was part of like, not even these popular kids. There was these like, almost like trashy kids that were
trashy,
like.
Trashy mean kids?
Yeah. That's the best way to describe them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We had a version of
just
that in my town too.
Football players in the group. And they were just kind of fucking white trash.
Lived by the river.
I was friends with those people. Like trailer park people.
Not even necessarily trailer park. A little above trailer park. But they weren't like poor enough to be made fun of for being poor. They were just sort of the people that would make fun of poor people. Even though their parents were alcoholics. And
I know exactly.
Their mortgage was like fucking overdue or whatever.
Did you guys grow up on 8 Mile?
But it's the suburbs have the. It's not exactly.
Apparently North Rockland is not far from 8 Mile. It's
well,
pretty similar.
I think there's the archetypes in high schools, right? Where everyone, it's very easy to go like a high school movie, go like, oh, there's the goth kids and the jocks and the fucking, you know, whatever.
Indians.
fucking. But then there's all these like subsects that have like you can't even put your finger on. Like those kids weren't jocks or popular kids. That wasn't necessarily what they were. They were just like, but they weren't unpopular.
But they probably smoked weed before everybody.
Yes, they smoked weed. Yes, yes. Yeah. They smoked weed.
But they were athletes still, but they would come to practice high.
They were dicks.
Oh, yeah. Whoa. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I hated them. I fucking know these kids.
I fucking hated these kids.
It's so weird because playing sports actually brought me into being friends with those kids and discovering those subsets. And it is a weird underworld when you pick up that rock to see like what those fucking what they're up to, and they're like grown up.
Were you like a satellite of the group, or were you in the group?
No, I was a satellite. So I kind of like I moved from group to group. I had a centralized group, and all of us were athletes in high school.
Oh,
but then
okay.
I was nice and not an
athletes,
asshole.
I feel like
there was like the nice athletes who were like there was like the kids who got good grades that played sports as well, and they were kind of like nice kids, and they were like. But then there was like the almost like the bad boy athletes. This is kind of who I'm talking about. They're almost like the athletes, and most of their friends weren't athletes, but they still hung out with like the fucking.
Yeah, they were like Dazed and Confused.
Yes, Dazed and Confused is a great movie.
Yeah, it's so
sort of
good.
That shows the like weird subsects of people that kind of cross over and how they all like intersect.
Absolutely.
Yeah, fucking nuts, dude.
I would be interested to see a movie like that in a predominantly black school, like how those subsets actually break up.
Yeah.
Because it has to be similar, right?
Probably. I mean, maybe. I don't know. It's probably just like fucking people who have guns and don't.
there's like the nerds, the jocks, people who are into dance. I mean,
I just feel like they're all everybody's into dance.
The
Hold on.
Dance is the
one subject of being into dance. Okay, that's everybody. Now we're going to break
it. It's not a Venn diagram. It's a circle.
My middle school was
it's
like
an orange circle with black lines that says Spalding.
Yeah, dude, I'm just realizing that my middle school was pretty white because I played basketball and we went to an away game, you know, at another school. And we walked in. And it was like a black school. And I didn't think much of it until we walked in. And she was like, they white. They all white. And I was like, but you're all black. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm like, you're all right too, girl.
Wait, well, it was funny because there was like a girl
smash
that
cut,
was,
bam, 0 to 100.
We had one girl that was like a half white, half black. And she was like, I'm not. But she was like the prissiest, like very light skinned girl. And
I bet she was hot too.
She was kind of cute. She was very skinny. She was not good at basketball.
Yeah.
But
you guys just kept on throwing the ball to her. Please take it.
No, she was actually particularly
Why can't
bad.
One of us turn into a werewolf?
She was just tall.
We did crazy shit like that in middle school. We played like blacks versus whites in lunchroom basketball and shit
that. I've talked about
this. It was never dictated by us, though.
Dictated by the coaches.
Oh, no. It was dictated by the black kids.
No,
they
dude, this
to play
was
us.
We used to play in middle school. They used to call it the United Nations versus the Great White Hypes or some shit. They would do a playoff like that.
Okay.
And it was by my coaches but it was hilarious. Nobody cared, and it was very funny.
Yeah.
And it was like it was the racial tension was non-existent at that school. It was Havisham Middle School, which was the more ghetto of the North Rockland schools, right? There was Farley and there was Havisham.
Oh, yeah, Farley's real white.
Farley's very white, and Havisham's all Puerto Rican kids, right? But Havisham was actually very racially diverse because that area of North Rockland, you know, Thiels, Havisham, West Havisham, it's a lot of different, it was just all sort of lower class, lower to middle class.
Yeah, yeah.
But there was no racial tension there.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas at Farley, there was definitely much more a sense of like...
Oh, yeah, elitism and all that
shit.
Yeah,
it was like a very, you know... And at Havisham, it was like they would make jokes like that, but we'd all just go to the locker room and fucking laugh. Nobody really gave a shit. Like, nobody... And I'm sure it'd be a major problem today, the way people... I mean, I remember when I was in kindergarten, I got to pick my desk. And I remember I just went and all the white kids sat together, all the black kids sat together, all Puerto Ricans sat together. And I went and sat with the white kids because I just grew up around white people. Like, so I just sat at this fucking table. And now they don't let kids segregate naturally. And fucking, they don't let like, you know, the boys sit with the boys and the girls, they mix everybody and make sure they rotate the groups. And, it's a different way of looking at things, but nothing was really ever... You know, I don't know what's necessarily better if you're super conscious about it. I think it has to be a mix of both. I think it is good to mix them up and to make sure that, you know, people are.
Yeah, I mean, there were like little groups. I went to a pretty diverse high school, but yeah, I don't know. It wasn't really a big thing. Like, it's so funny. I feel like I talk about race way more up, like seriously, at least like up in the Northeast, like in San Antonio, it's like it was pretty diverse. So I just feel like it wasn't that taboo-ish. Like I dated Hispanic guys whose moms I could tell were skeptical as fuck about me.
They were skeptical about you.
Yeah.
What? Get the fuck out of here.
Oh my God. This one guy, I helped him with his math. I was tutoring him
Diablo
in math.
Diablo Blanca.
At his mom's work. And she just like, anytime she heard a laugh, she just came in. She just like, clearly just like, she did not really connect. She warmed up to me, but she just like, yeah, she was really cold at
I
first.
Would feel like that would be like the ideal. Like, you got a white woman.
That's
you,
Trapper.
Like, dude, your guys' women aren't always that nice to us.
What?
Yeah, like, you're like, mom, I don't know. That's like a pretty common thing, like bringing
Hispanic?
A white woman in.
Yeah, I guess.
Maybe not with Hispanics.
If my son brings home a white woman, I'm going to be like, you did good, Hispanics. Kid. You did fucking good.
Really? Okay, yeah. I guess maybe the dads, but the moms are more skeptical.
White women are fucking, you know, they're the best.
What kind of man would you prefer him to have?
Just a tiny, tight, like Asian, like 17-year-old, 18, whatever the legal age is. Says close
James,
to the
are
line.
You make sure to put this aside for James so he knows who not to date. You're just gonna be trying to fuck his girlfriend
or boyfriend.
Yeah, touche.
Or boyfriend.
Oh wow, you're so progressive.
I am
wow.
very progressive. You're right. What happened with this this judge?
What judge?
Pull up this story. Apparently, there was a judge. I don't really know exactly what happened with the details of this, but. Give me some background on this. This was your story, Harrington, right? Give me a little background on this.
Well, basically, this guy, the judge, made some pretty crazy remarks here. You and Viggo Mortensen should go to a hotel room.
Before that, what happened in the story?
Okay. Well, I can pull it up here if you
pull it up. Yeah, okay. He didn't even read this fucking story. He's read the headline. It's cocksucker. Mm-hmm. All right, New York, go to the top. Let me read it. A New York judge has resigned after making homophobic remarks involving Hollywood actor Viggo Mortensen. Watertown, New York attorney John W. Hallett has resigned as court justice of Luray Town Court after the State Commission on Judicial Conduct filed former charges against him. Hallett is accused of making homophobic and inappropriate remarks and gestures directed at another attorney while referencing Mortensen, the Time Union reports. Terrence M. Brennan, senior assistant Jefferson County attorney, blah, 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 filed a complaint. Let's see, what did he do? Brennan helped promote the festival, okay, the Snowtown Film Festival in January of 2017, but Hallett apparently told Brennan later that month that the festival, which was honoring Mortensen, is about the gayest thing I have ever heard. It's just great. Judge.
He's a great judge.
He's a good judge of character. Hallett allegedly then said, you and Viggo Mortensen should get a hotel room and suck each other's dicks.
What was the gayest thing he ever heard?
Film festival.
They're doing a film festival that's honoring Viggo Mortensen.
That is hilarious.
Who's
oh,
Viggo
wow.
He was
wait, people are upset at him for saying this?
Yeah,
he's
called it
gay. Resign.
And then I guess this is the funniest part of all, but that wasn't all. Brennan alleges that in June of 2017, Hallett made an oral sex gesture towards him and then patted him on the cheek and said, there, little boy.
This guy's just dominating this bitch-ass lawyer.
So he comes into court every night, bullying him about being gay. He's like, Vito's cock.
I can't even imagine that person as a person. I'm like, who? He just acts like that? That's hilarious.
He's sitting in front
of
you.
He's a character.
What are you talking about? Uh-huh. I literally, this guy's my fucking spirit animal. Uh-huh. Real Estate of the Week, Judge Hallett. Ladies and gentlemen, Real Estate of the Week.
He's a real ass dude. He's got bad attitude. One might feel he's rude. He's a real ass dude.
Real Estate of the Week. I love it, dude. Didn't give a fuck, but he had to quit his job.
Damn, that sucks.
Yeah,
he seems fun.
Do you think he just goes home? Is there like a darkness to it though, where he just goes home and jerks off to Viggo Mortensen movies?
Maybe. I think. Was he kidding?
His own movies?
No, the judge. If he jerks up to Viggo Mortensen,
I'm not defending being able to bully people in a homophobic
manner.
That's
fucking dudes talking.
I think I misunderstood what happened.
What do you mean?
So the judge, I don't know who, I'm confused on
the
who
judge,
the characters are in the story.
Okay, so there's the judge, an attorney,
mm-hmm.
and the actor Viggo Mortensen.
Uh-huh.
There was a film festival in the town to honor Viggo Mortensen.
Uh-huh.
The judge made fun of the attorney, I guess, who had promoted it. And was like, oh, why don't you guys get a hotel room and suck each other's dicks?
Yeah, and then he was like in court later on, like when nobody was looking, he made a gesture with his mouth.
Order, order.
He was supporting it in the in like there was a court thing going on at the time.
Yeah.
What the fuck were they in there about that he brought that up?
All rise for the Honorable Judge Hallett. It's like, this guy'd probably like to rise for Viggo Mortensen, faggot. Anyway, no, I kid. All right, order in the court. Yeah, I think...
if this is in front of people,
if this is in
a
courtroom, that is fucking hilarious.
It's
he
wrong,
should be... It's wrong.
It's just how guys make fun of each other.
He should be absolutely suspended or whatever.
Suspended, fine. I mean, I don't know. Yeah. What do you want to do here? At what point... Like, forget men, women, whatever.
He needs to go. Clearly, he needs to go to therapy or some shit. Like
he thinks he can just
do that in fucking court, in a professional setting. You're supposed to be the person who's making decisions.
I get what you're saying. I'm just saying, can we slow our fucking roll here? And the end result for every single dumb fucking joke or every mistake that people make doesn't need to be taking away their jobs.
No, I don't think it should be taking away.
Well, this
is
what's happening. He's resigning because he's received pressure. He's got to resign. So, but here's the thing: what do you do here now? What happens when you lose your job for making a mistake like that? He made a gay joke, or maybe not a joke. Maybe he was being completely hateful. Right? He's a dickhead. But now, does he now lose the ability to provide for his family? Does he now like what? How is that part of the process? Unless you are a criminal and you should be taken out of society and put into a cell, I don't think that. Immoral. I mean, I guess if you're at work making a fucking joke like that, you can lose your job. But
he shouldn't be able to come back to work until they're convinced that he understands like how insane that was and gets help in a way that like fixes it. You know what I mean? It's like
Harrington.
That is like not like a sane thing.
What were you gonna say, Harrington? You were telling me to look at something. Is it a chat thing? Just say it, because I don't fucking have my chat up.
We still have an outro to Scam That Jew.
That's it?
Yeah.
Are we giving the t-shirt to that guy?
No.
The first guy, the Amazon one. If the Amazon one hasn't come through yet, I think that's a
shirt.
The more
shirts we give, the less special they are.
And also,
I feel like it wasn't a phenomenal scam. It wasn't like, it's good, I like it, but I feel like you're still going to get on the phone. You're still only going to get
No, you can do it on the computer. You just send a picture.
It's a whole to-do.
Yeah, but
really,
if you send
I've
a picture,
done it before.
You do ruin your groceries.
Yeah,
you just make it look worse than it is. You know what I mean?
I'm going to pour soda all over your groceries.
That sucks.
I don't love it. It's
okay, you know what? I did just... Yeah, if you have to pour soda all over your groceries...
It sucks thick.
Then all you really get is the other 11 sodas in the 12-pack.
That sucks. The whole thing sucks. It's okay. It's not a bad scam. What, Harrington? Do you think he should give it to him? I don't think it's a great scam. No. You know, people that have won that.
Harrington, if you like a scam so much, why don't you go suck his dick in a hotel room?
Fucking queer.
See? That's how guys talk to me.
That's how we talk to
you. Dude, I'm sorry that you have to resign now. Damn. Yeah. Who are you going to get as your new co-host?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Who? Zach is irreplaceable. Who could I get?
Ugh.
If Zach died tomorrow, what would we do?
You guys are
this
so
is a very real question.
What pop Harrington do? In there.
When Zach dies tomorrow. Oh my God, Harrington.
Dude, why is Harrington dressed like ex-Special Ops? Doesn't he look like one of the guys at the end of Bad Boys 2?
And current Special Ed.
All right, look, we're going to wrap this one. This has been a great show. I want to thank everyone for listening on this special Monday edition of the Real Ass Podcast. We will be back on Wednesday with two other white guests. Who do we got, Shannon?
I actually have Friday booked. I don't have Wednesday booked yet.
Who are we got on Friday?
Monroe Martin and Tracy Carnazzo.
Nice.
Okay. It's only one white guest.
Yeah. I'll try to get two for Wednesday.
Come on, doggy. Get with the program. Thanks for listening. Follow everyone on Twitter at Abby Rosenquist, @AbbyRosenquist.
Wow.
@IAmMikeCannon, @IAmShannonLee, @The_Chin_, @ZachIsNotFunny, @LewisJGomez, @RealSPodcast, @GuestDigital. Follow everyone. Make sure you follow. Make sure you fucking support. Go follow the IGP podcast. Go follow Bookslots podcast. Go follow Zach and Miko's Midnight Spook Show. And we'll be back on Wednesday morning, 11 a.m. here on the Real Ass Podcast. Mwah.
C'est la vie. Adios. Good riddance. Fuck you.
That's all, folks.
Thanks for listening to the show. As you know, we have 20 amazing shows here on the Gas Digital Network, and one of my favorite people in the world is Tim Dillon. You know him from being a regular guest on this show. You know him from coming on all of my other podcasts, and it's one of the first shows that we signed to the network, which is Tim Dillon is Going to Hell.
Woo-woo.
Tim's a fucking, just a great personality, thinks of the world in a very, very different way, and is extremely funny. Here's a clip from the show. If you do enjoy it, make sure you go subscribe on iTunes and YouTube, and make sure you go hit him up on Twitter and tell him that we sent you. Once again, Tim Dillon is going to hell.
What do you think about this kid of Columbia that went on that rant?
I didn't see that.
He went on this rant where he was, he's a physics major there. Mm-hmm. Maybe goes to the grad school. I don't know. He wrote a book, which now a lot of the guys on the alt-right are like, buy his book, buy this, support him. Buy. So all these like racists are fucking buying this book about physics. You know what I mean? They have no fucking idea. They're like, I'm buying this book about physics. I support Julian Vonnebell.
His name's Julian like Vonnebell.
Julian Von Abele, or perfect alt-right name. Now and then you get a great alt-right name. Ray Kump. Tim Dillon, not really alt-right names.
You want some guy who like sounds like some duke from Germany.
Von something. Yeah. Perfect, you know?
So what was his, where'd you go on the rant?
Columbia campus.
Like in person?
Yeah, I don't know how these things start. I don't know how the argument started, but do we have it? Do we have it? Yeah, we're going to see it now, and then we'll...
We built the modern world. Who? Europeans.
Europeans.
Built the modern world. We invented science and industry. We invented science and industry, and you want to tell us to stop because, oh my God, we're so bad. We invented the modern world.
I feel you. You're so dumb.
We invented the modern world.
You fucking degenerate.
We saved billions of people from starvation.
Are you joking me?
Modern civilization. White people are the best thing that ever happened to the world. We are so amazing. I love myself and I love white people.
Say that one more
fuck
time.
Fuck yeah, white people.
Say it right here.
Fuck yeah, white men.
He's doing better than Ray. He's doing better than Ray at the winery gig. Yeah, let's be honest.
These are all black people. They would have loved me.
He's doing a lot better than Ray did at that winery gig.
If there was black people at the winery gig, I would have done better.
He kept his energy. He stayed in the moment. He stayed in the bit.
He had an urban crowd to deal with. I could have done well with an urban crowd.
That was the problem with the winery.
Too white.
Too white.
Yeah.
You need a coastal urban room.
Yeah. I need people who've lived a life.
What do you think? There's too much. It's like the Stanhope bit. This is the way I feel about it. Remember the Stanhope bit about nationalism where the guy's like, hey, we did this. And Stanhope's like, we didn't do anything. Right. We got Wendy's last night. We got drunk. I don't remember garroting the friend. Like,
what was the game? Neil Bohr or something? Or Charles something? What about the guy who invented the dwarf wheat?
Yeah.
That guy did save a billion people.
Right.
He did.
Like, right.
Not
right.
You.
Yeah.
He sounds
a little tone deaf.
Yeah. For Columbia, I know he's young.
Yeah.
But for a Columbia physics student who's written a book.
Right.
He sounds relatively inarticulate.
Yeah.
I mean, he's making his point clearly.
Well, he's hammered.
Sure. But he's making his point clearly, but with no nuance.
Right.
Look, did white people invent... In a lot of cases, the Industrial Revolution was a, you know, a European phenomenon at first, I think.
Right, yeah.
I mean, if you want to, you know... Again, like, you know, what did we do with it? We enslaved the entire continent and fucking... I don't think white people are the best thing to happen to most of the world.
Nor are they the worst thing. I think... Yeah. I also think if you go back to, you know, the invention of mathematics, the invention of, you know, certain logic and things like that, it's not all white people.
No, algebra was invented by in Baghdad, I think.
Yeah, and you go back to, like, you know, the Fertile Crescent.
Yeah.
You know, so the idea that only white people... have invented useful things is kind of insane.
Oh, no, of course.
It comes from the corners of the internet where you would expect it to come from. Mm-hmm. And then the converse of that, that white people, the worst thing that has ever happened to anyone, is also insane. And that's where we're living in this polarized world of those two things.
Look, if you look at the... I don't know, let's just say like the last 600 years, 1,000 years of Western civilization.
Yeah.
A lot of it is kind of set up on different levels of exploitation and mercantilism and, in some cases, slavery, other cases, colonialism.
And we're just describing Kiltony.
So, I mean, like, it's... Yeah. Are white people all evil? And no. And
they've done a lot of negative things.
But it's not just like, oh, there were some bad apples. Like, no, these societies were structured on top of this system.
Yeah, there were systems that were put in place by white people to maintain their supremacy and to oppress other people to get rich. And that, and you can't really argue that.
Right.
And a lot of those systems, nobody's done enough work to dismantle them.
Oh yeah, no,
especially
it's like,
with it's criminal justice, things like that.
The move is basically like, it was a bad move. Sorry.
Hey,
we'll do better.
How funny would it be? There's something about like a young Columbia student. Like, listen, white supremacy is stupid, but there's something about like this young smart guy saying all that stuff. Where like you're like he's evil. You know, not that he's evil, but there's some impulses in him that are bad. But, like, it's hilarious. Like, there's guys like me and Ray saying it where you're like, this is great. Like, imagine me and Ray, like, in Colombia being like, we built the modern world. We built in the... It would be hilarious. It would be a comedy show. No one would get offended if me and Ray were like, we prevented starvation.
You ever heard of dwarf wheat?
We built bridges. We built the modern world. Everyone would laugh. They'd be like, well, the comedians this month are great.